Now the Mishnah says like this: the Torah mes trumosoi umais roisov ledaitoi. Again, this is a continuation of the first Mishnah before, that a person makes an issa neder not to have any enjoyment from his friend, still these things he's allowed to do to you. He's allowed to take off truma for you, he's allowed to take off your maisos for you, ledaitoi. If you give him permission, like we'll see in the Gemara, who gives permission, who's das? Like the shlichus, who gave permission to? But the core point of this is not cool, he's giving you enjoyment. He's being mafresh truma from your own fruits. So he's just being mafresh truma, it's like a maisa afrosha, it's like a maisa mitzvah, it's not cool, he's giving you enjoyment. So even though you made a neder, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from him, still he's allowed to take off truma and maisers for you. Same thing, let's say the person's a kohen, and you made a nisa neder not to have any enjoyment from him, still the Mishnah says, umak revolov, kinei zovin, kinei zovois, Kino Yoledos and Chatois Vyashomis. That if the person is a Kohen, he'd let it be makir of these Kabonis for you. And we'll see in the Gemara why the Mishnah B'davka picked on these type of Kabonis. If it applies to any type of a Korban, or maybe only to these Kabonis. If you're a Zav or a Zav or a Yoledos, that you have to bring these Kinim, these different birds you have to bring. So if he's a Kohen, he's let to bring it for you. He can be makir if it's not cool, like he's giving you any Hano. It's an indirect Hano. Weiter, and about Chatoyis v'yashomos also in the Gemara. What type of a korban oshem, what type of a korban chatis, like why only these korbanos, not other korbanos? Then the Mishnah says, u'malamdoi medrish halochas v'yagodis. Even though you made an issa neder, you can't have any enjoyment from him, still he's allowed to teach you medrish, or halochas or agodis. Because from these things it's only a mitzvah, that the Ran says, the mitzvah's lav lehenes nitna. And you're not supposed to take money for these things, therefore it's not called an enjoyment of money, it's only called an enjoyment of a mitzvah, and by mitzvahs we say, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. Therefore it's mutter. Avol lo yilamdenu mikro, but he's not allowed to teach you chumish, because for chumish that you're allowed to take pay, so it's still like you're getting direct enjoyment from him. Avol malamitu es bonov v'yes benois of mikro, but he's allowed to teach your children mikro, that he's allowed to. Even though really the father is supposed to teach his son mikra, and maybe even if the father can't do it, if he hires somebody else, he has to pay the person money. But our kopon here, it's called an indirect tanur. It's called that he's only teaching it to the son, he's not teaching it to the person himself, therefore it's mutter. Because the pshat is, that's called like a grama, it's only a gorim hanotim, by neder, that's mutter. Now the Gemara says like this, Iboiluhu, we have a question like this, Hani kahani, the Kahanim, when they bring Korbanos for Yisrael, like we know the Loch is a regular Yisrael is not allowed to bring a Korban. He can't make the Kabbalah, he can't make the Zrika, so you have to have a Korban doing the Korban for you. You have to have a Kohen doing the Korban for you. So Loch is Hani Kahani, Shlucha di Danheve, or Shlucha di Shemaya. Are they considered the Shliach from us when the Kohen brings a Korban for Yisrael? Is it considered like the Yisrael made the Kohen his shliach, and the Kohen is doing it for the Yisrael? It's called he's giving a direct enjoyment to the Yisrael. Or Shlucha d'Shemaya, or else no, the Kohen of the Pshat is it's a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like told them to bring Korbanos. So when they bring a Korban for Yisrael, it's not considered like they're a shliach of a Yisrael, but rather they're a shliach of the Shemaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ran speaks out, even though the Gemara in Yuma already was pushed to Shiloh, and the Gemara there came out to say that for sure they have to be Shlucha de Shemaya. They cannot be our Shliach, because we have a klal that anything that we ourselves cannot do, you can't make a Shliach do. So since a Yisrael himself can't bring a Korban, how can you make a Shliach? How can you make a Korban a Shliach for him to do it? Something you yourself can't do. Therefore, minatzvara, the Gemara comes out in Yuma that Kahanim have to be shlucha d'shemayi. It's a Kodesh Baruch shliach. They're doing it because it's a mitzvah for them to bring kabbonis. So the Ran says, I call upon him, our Gemara has a shayla. Can we bring a proof from a Mishnah or a Braisa? We don't only want to have a svara. Is there any proof from a Mishnah or Braisa? What should be the halacha? Sasti boilihu. Do we have any proof from our Mishnah to this shayla? Is a Kayin a Shliach to Shemaya, or is a Shliach of Yisrael? So Gemara says clearly, Lamayin Afkamina, what's the difference? Who's the Shliach the Kayin is? So the Gemara says, an Afkamina is in the din of our Mishnah. Lemudr Hano, nafgimina, somebody makes nisa neder not to have enjoyment from the other person, and the other person is a kohen, is that person allowed to bring your korban or not? If you want to say this kohen is called your shliach, it's called like you have to appoint him, and he's doing the korban for you, is if so, mahanilei, it's considered a direct hanor, he's giving you enjoyment, the fact that he's working for you, he's bringing the korban for you, the yosser, and then it should be also for the kohen, if there's an issa neder that you can't have enjoyment from him, it should be also to have enjoyment from this kohen. So the kohen should be also to bring for you the korban. But vi amrit, if you want to tell me that no, but rather shluche d'shmaya, that they consider the shliach of Hashem, and memela sharia, it should be mutter, because like Duran says, mitzvah lav lehenes nitna, like all they're doing is just a mitzvah of a korban, and that's mitzvah lav lehenes nitna, it's not called they're giving you direct enjoyment, because they're not directly our shliach. So that's the shalom, what's the halacha? So this the Gemara goes to bring a clear proof from our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. The Tanan, it says clearly in our Mishnah, O makrivolav kine zovin. It says that if the person's a kohen, even though the Yisrael made a neder, he can't have any enjoyment from the kohen, still the kohen is allowed to bring the korbanos for him. Siyam rich luchadidan kamahanilei. So Gura, how could you tell me that a kohen is called a shliach of the Yisrael? If so, why is it mutter for the kohen to bring the korban for the Yisrael? It should be considered like he's giving you direct enjoyment. That should be also. So the chur, it should be a proof from our Mishnah that the pshat from a kohen is he's considered totally a shliach to Shemaya. He's only a shliach of Hashem. He's not called a shliach of us, of the Yisrael. Therefore, there's no Yisr Hano. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof from our Mishnah. Ulataymech, even according to you, that you want to say that a kohen is the pshat, he's a shliach to Shemaya. And therefore, it's mutter by a mutter hanor for the kohen to bring your karbonis. If so, if that would be pshat na Mishnah, listening makriv all of karbonis, why didn't the Mishnah stam say that the kohen is allowed to bring karbonis for you? Like, why does the Mishnah only say these special cases of a kinei zovin or a zovois or yoledes? Why does it only say these type of karbonis? If the pshat that our Mishnah is going, that the kahana mashlucha d'shmaya, so then there's no isser in hanor for the kohen to bring a korban for you, the Mishnah should have said stam, makriv all of karbonis, any korban there is, the kohen's allowed to bring it for you. How come the Mishnah only says these? So the Ran explains, so the pshat could be just the opposite, that our Mishnah really holds that the kahana mashlucha d'dan, a kohen is a shliach of the Yisrael when he brings the korban. And therefore, for regular korbanos, true, a kohen is not allowed to bring for the Yisrael. If there's an Isser HaNor here, so the kohen, he can't be a shlich of the Yisrael. He cannot bring his korban, because it's considered like the kohen is given direct enjoyment back to the Yisrael. So if so, why are the Mishnah, these korbanos different? I'll tell you, Elo Mechusrei Kaporos Shani. The Mishnah's korbanos are b'davka talking about these type of korbanos, of a zav, a zoven, yoledes. And even the Chatez V'Yashamas also goes upon Azova, Azovis. Or also the Mitzvah. Now the Kitzah also going from a Chusa Kippurim like a Mitzvah, that's what it means, the Chatez V'Yashamas. Only these type of Kabonis, or somebody that's a Mechusa Kapporim, that needs the Korban like to be Matim for a Kapporim, like a Yoledis, or a Zav or a Zova of a Mitzvah. There the Kabonis are not really, I mean, the Kapporim there doesn't really mean for a forgiveness, but it means that there's halacha, they can't eat kachim until they bring this korban. So these korbanos are different, that here the kohen is not considered a direct shliach of the Yisrael. But other korbanos, it could be that the pshat is that kahana mashlucha didan, they're our shliach. And therefore, in a case where we do need shlichus, it's also for the kohen to bring our korban. But b'davka, by these korbanos of mechusa kapar, here it's different. Why? The Omer Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon says, Hakil Tzrichin Das, by regular korban, before the kohen can bring the korban, he has to have das. You have to have consent from the Bailam, from the Yisrael. Before you bring the korban for the Yisrael, you have to have das of the Yisrael, that he's given you the consent that, okay, you could bring the korban for him. In other words, by regular korban, Tzrichin Das, says in Yav Shlichus, that the kohen is our shliach. but chutz mi mechusre kapora, excluding though these kabonis of a mechusre kapora, over here you do not have to have das bailim. So therefore, since you do not have to have das bailim, therefore here there's no din of shlichus. Like the Ran says, chutz mi mechusre kapora, zav v'zavu metzorim metzoras v'yeledis. Over kula ksiv, all these it says teras. It says zois teras hazav. The korulu mechusa kapora. Why are all these cases called mechusa kapora? Mishum shasurun lekones lemigdash. They're not allowed to go into the base of migdash. The lechol the kochim or eat kochim. Ad shiaviu kaporosan until they bring the kapora. Fahani kivon diyein korbonon bola kapora. Here these korbonos are not coming stamped for a kapora for a forgiveness. Is ain't tzrichen das. Therefore, the kohen does not have to have the das of the bailim. But wherever the korban is coming for a kapora, then the kohen has to have das of the owner of the bailim of the Yisrael, and then taka would be a din of shlichus. But over here, by these kabonas of the mechusa kapora, where it's not really for kapora, it's only to be matter them tit kochim. Here you don't have to have das. What does Rabbi Yechon say this for? He brings a proof. Sherei adam mevi korban abono viabonos avaktanim. A person can bring a korban for his son. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Zois teres hazav." This is the halacha of a zav. Ben gadol ben katan. Mashma, even though the zav is the katan, still he has these chiyuvim to bring these sets of korbanos. So, chiyuv is a katan. Who brings the korban? The father brings the korban. So, you see, the owner, the katan, you don't need his das, because if you need his das, the katan doesn't have das. All right, turn over. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "V'chihechi diyodem mevi korban abenoy koton shein loy das." Just like the father could bring the korban like for his son, even though his son doesn't have any das, his ochinami shloy midaiti achaveroi. The same thing, a koyin could bring a korban of a zav for a zav, like for a zav for a zava, even without their das. Therefore, since you don't need their das, therefore there's no din of shlichus. But by a korban that's coming for a kapara, where there you do need the das of the bailim, it could be that the kana mashlucha didan, and therefore a regular korban a kohen cannot bring if there's nisa neder that the Yisroel can't have enjoyment from him. So Gemara says, "Ela meyativ so the Rebbe Yechanan zois teras hayeledis." Not that the pasuk says zois teras hayeledis. You want to make a drush like, how come you're bringing me a proof you don't need das? Because you're dashing this pasuk of ben katana ben gedola. Even though the Yeledis is a Katana, still there's this Pasha of the Karbonis, and by Katana doesn't have Das, so you see, you don't have to have Das. And the Ran says, the Svirulei, the Teiras also the Rebuya Kotin, so Zois Teros Yeledis, Michael Rebuya, Yilema Beinelo Beinkatana, for Tanava Bevoy. And the Bechlin said, when the Apostle says Zois Teros, like by Zav, it means even a Kotin and a Katana. So that's how we know you don't have to have Das over there. So if so, zois teres means even a ketana, how do you dashen by a yoledis? And we say when she gives birth, she has to bring this kabonis, and it says zois teres. If you want to tell me means even a ketana, for the Gemara that can't be, v'otoni ravi bevoi, kaimid rav Nachman, that sholosh noshim mishamoshais b'moich. There are three ladies that have a heter or else have a chiev, when they have tashmas, when they live with their husbands, they have to use katan, in order that they should not become pregnant. And the reason is, Ketana, the three are, Ketana, or Mubera Samanika. Or Ketana, she's less than 12 years old, or else she's pregnant, or else she's nursing. What's the reason why that Rebbeva holds like this? Ketana, Shema Tisaba Vatomas. Because the Ketana, if she's less than 12 years old, we're afraid maybe she'll become pregnant, and if she becomes pregnant, she's just going to die from it. So this is the proof that you see, Ketana can't give birth. If she does become pregnant, she'll die from it. So that's why we don't want the Ketana to become pregnant. That's why she's supposed to be Meshamesh Estomach. Malacha, we don't hold like this. We hold like the Chomin that say, Shem Epshoyim Hashem, that even these three Noshim don't have to be Meshamesh Estomach. But I call upon him, the Shem Epshoyim Hashem, that they won't become pregnant. But I call upon him, you see that a Ketana cannot give birth. Says so, how do you dash in zois teres hayoledis to be marb even a ketana? So Gemara says, "Anechnami, Hahi zois teras hayaledes. You know what we dashing from the word teras by hayaledes? It means bein pikches bein shaita. Whether the wife is a smart lady, number one, or whether she's a shaita. That even though she's a shaita, still the husband has to bring a korban. And the Gemara says like shekein oda may be korban alishta shaita kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda. That there is such a yisoid that a mola husband has to bring the korban for his wife. See, here, that's the rebuild of this pasuk. That zois teras hayaledes. Even if hayaledes, the wife, is a shaita, that she herself, l'chura, doesn't have chiyuvim to bring the korban, she doesn't have any das, still the husband is supposed to bring her korban. Therefore, pass the word zois teras, even by hayaledes also. And agav, we see by the korban of hayaledes, you don't have to have her das, because even though she's a shaita, she doesn't have any das, still the husband is supposed to bring the korban for her. And that's of Yehuda Shita. The Tanya would read like this. And the Ram speaks out, it's not only Reb Yehuda, but Reb Yehuda is the one that says this clearly. That's why we say Kedivri Reb Yehuda. But really everybody would agree to this, that a korban yoledes does not need hadas. The Tanya will learn Reb Yehuda Aymer. Odom mevi korban oshir alishtoi. In the case where the wife did a type of a chet, that she has to bring a korban, that's called the korban olu b'yerid, that depends how rich she is, what type of a korban she brings. So if the husband is a rich person, she has to bring a korban osher. And also, b'chol korbonus, shechayeves, any korban that she's chayiv to bring, the husband has the chayiv to bring it. Shekach koisiv lo, that's what he writes to her in the ksuba. He writes, v'achrayis disli alach min kedamas dinan. So really the Mefarshim says, shekach koisiv means he has the opposite. That when the husband gives her a get, so now she writes like a shaiva, like a receipt back to her husband and saying that I'm pattering you, like I'm freeing you from now on for the chayvos. Shekosla v'achrayis disli alai min kodamat inon. All the achrayis, the chiyuvim that you had upon me, now I'm freeing you from. V'akopon, and we see here that there is such a yisoid that a husband has to bring kabonis for his wife. So therefore we dash in the pasuk zayis teras hayaledes, that teaches even if your wife is a shaitam, still there's a chiv to bring the korban your lettuce for her. So you see here also, you don't have to have das for these korbanos. So that's why it's good our Mishnah. So it's possible to say that the kahanim really are shlucha didan, that in the case where the korban needs das, or kohen cannot bring it, there's a mudr hanor. That our Mishnah says it's mutter, it's only by these korbanos of mechusa kaparo, that you do not have to have das. Therefore, you do not have to have das, the kohen is not considered our shliach. Now the Gemara says, Moser Rav Shimi Baraba. Shimra says Akasha. It says, in a case like this, we have made a neder, not to have enjoyment from this person. And the person is a kohen, it says clearly still, Yizrak Olav Dam Chatos of Dam HaShomoy. He's allowed to bring the korban for you. He can make this rika for you on your korban chatos and your korban oshem. So the Havaminer is, Mashem any chatos, any oshem, even a regular korban chatos, that's only a kaparo. So you see, even by regular kabonis also, the kahanim are allowed to bring it for us, even though there's nisa neder. So who you see, kahanim are not considered our shliach didan, but rather they consider shliach d'shmaya. So the Gemara says, no, it could be there's no proof in this braisa. I'll tell you, the braisa means, dam chatos eshom mitzayra, v'dam asham eshom mitzayra. Te'achsiv zois tia teres ha-mitzayra, ben gadol or ben katan, like we learned before. Maybe only by these kabonos of mechusa kapara, where it says zois tias teras ha-metzora, that we dashen whether the metzora is a godl or a katan, still the korban could be brought for him. How is the korban brought for katan? So you see clearly you don't have to have das. So maybe only by these kabonos of mechusa kapara, where you don't have to have das, here we say the kohen is not our shliach. He's only a shliach d'shmaya. It's only called doing a mitzvah. But it could be maybe by regular korban chatis, where it's brought lechapara, for forgiveness. There you have to have das of the owner. There maybe it's considered the kohen is called our shliach. Maybe there, true, maybe we be yosa. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that flamed vovam at Aleph. Okay, we're in the middle of the Shiloh, when a Kohen brings a Korban for Yisrael, is it considered that the Kohen is a Shliach Tidan? He's our Shliach, like the Yisrael appoints him to be a Shliach for him? or else is it considered shlucha d'shmaya? It's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the kohen a shliach to bring kabonis. Before the shalom, the nafkamina was by a mudr hano. In the case you make an issa neder that you can't have any enjoyment from that person, and that person is a kohen. So the shalom is that kohen allowed to bring a korban for you? If he's considered your shliach, he's working for you, he's giving you enjoyment, he can't bring a korban for you. But if he's not considered your shliach, he's doing it for Hashem's sake, so it's only called doing a mitzvah, and mitzvah slav lahenes nitna. So Gemara wanted to bring Mari from our Mishnah that says he could bring kabonis. So Gemara said, no, our Mishnah are different. The kabonis in our Mishnah are kabonis mechusa kippurim, that you don't need das. Since you don't need das, therefore it's not called a shliach. But maybe a regular korban, not a mechusik epurim, when it's covering for a kapara, then true, you need das of the bailim, and then the kohen is maybe called the shliach of the Yisrael, and then it's awesome.